And a very pleasant good evening to you. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. We're here till 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and truth is our bitch on this show. We're happy to be with you, and we got Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard here. Tons and tons of interesting news. Also news that, was released today. It's news, made the radio press, that we have announced our partnership with the fine people at WYD.
Oh, that's good. Screw it up right out of the gate.
It's Ron Hartenbaum's company. And Ron is a longtime radio producer. I've known Ron since the 80s. I've known Ron since the days at Westwood One. I've known Ron since those glory days at Westwood One when Norm Pattis would come storming out of his office and saying, "No, no, 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 no. Nobody's pulling that stuff with me. No, 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 no."
He didn't, did he really?
Oh, yeah. Norm would come bouncing out of there just, hey, let me tell you guys something. I mean, he's a good guy, you know. And Ron was one of his sales guys, and I was a producer and a voice talent, if you want to call that talent. And,
Well, wasn't you talented?
Yes, I was talented, you know, but in any event, I was, you know. So Ron and I have been acquainted for a long time, and he has been producing Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, I believe Mike Malloy. And I, just so you don't get any ideas, as I said during our pre-show, you can't look at talk radio anymore, folks. I know that I'm speaking to you. You are my listeners, and you're my audience, and I'm forever grateful for you. Believe me when I tell you. But you cannot look at this as a liberal versus conservative thing, because that's not what we're talking about. A profession where the veneer is the politics, and the veneer is really the content. I'm talking about the working behind the scenes mechanics. Whether Ron is producing liberal hosts, conservative hosts, doesn't make any difference. Stephanie's very funny. Tom Hartman's very talented. Mike Malloy's a talented guy. I used to work with Mike in Atlanta. So, you know, I know all of these guys one way or another. It's that he's a good producer, a good manager. He's a guy that supports talent. And we're very, very lucky to be with Ron and with his company and with Dial Global. Everybody, fantastic. Thank you very much. If I said anything today in any of the meetings that push, you know, kind of rub you the wrong way, if I was too pushy, if I was, you know, just...
can I ask...
Oh, Phil, I hope you didn't do that, because you do have a tendency,
Yeah, you have a tendency, Mr. Henry, to go, F it.
Yeah, you wouldn't say F, were you?
Did you? Were you using the language?
I wasn't using any... What are you talking about?
You have a tendency sometimes go... F it all. I'm going home and to bed.
Yes, a lot of times you'll do that. And I don't mean, I know there's people listening, Phil. You're a great business person. You're a great professional. But a lot of times you'll say, MFU and your mother, I'm going home to nap.
No, I've never said MFU and your mother. By the way, what sense does that make?
What?
MFU and your mother.
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'm not conversant with these words. Good God.
Yeah, I'm saying Ms. Gray is not going to know.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm so deeply sorry, Margaret.
Well, are you trying to say that I'm walking around all day long with the filth dripping off of my lip? I don't think so.
Well, not that dripping off your... Well, I better not say.
Yeah, come here.
Don't be hitting on people, okay?
Oh, okay. I won't be hitting on people.
In any event... So we had a very good series of meetings today with all kinds of wonderful people, and thank you very much for supporting us. And you probably saw the press release because I posted it 58,000 times over on Facebook. And what's the note, bud?
You didn't bring it up?
No, I'm not going to bring that up. No, I'm not going to bring that up.
What is it? Here, let me see.
No, don't.
Sit on my Facebook. You really are filthy, you know that?
I thought it'd be a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea, you jackass.
What is it?
Sit on my Facebook.
What's that about?
It's a, what you do is you get a name, okay? You get a name, and then a name.
You know what you're doing? You're just thinking it up as you go. You just like the name Sit on My Facebook, and so you thought you'd come up with some bullcrap promotion to go along with it.
No, here's what you do. You get a name.
Well, you knock it off with a get a name.
What are you trying to say?
You get a name and you sit on it. And then you own it. See?
You get a name and you sit on it, then you... What name? What name would you suggest?
You can, like, do you already have Phil Hendry?
Yes. Well, take it easy, bud. God, you look like you're about to pass out.
You know, it's just your way of trying to come up with filth, filth, and more filth. And that is what this... I give you credit, Phil, for moving past it, but I think these other two, they live in a world of dirt. Just a world of smut.
No, I don't. Ray, I don't know. What do you mean about sit on Facebook?
Well, in any event, bud, that's the only reason why you came up with a stupid thing, because you happen to think the name's funny.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, because last night I saw you in the office going, and I go, what the hell are you laughing at?
Sit on my Facebook. Well, it was funny then.
Is it funny now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, we got some things to talk about. We were talking about the world of broadcasting, and you know, in these troubled times that we live in, God, it's hot in here. When are we going to get, are we getting a swamp cooler or not?
Mr. Allen, you don't say you want a swamp cooler.
Yeah, you're saying you don't want one.
I don't want a swamp cooler that's loud, okay?
Well, then buy one that isn't loud, because this place is like, this is like Panama when they were digging the canal. My God, it's, oh.
I know, it's hotter than hell in here.
You're going to get yellow fever.
Well, I don't think we'll get yellow fever, but I can tell you that it is... I feel as if I've been taken hostage by a group of Stone Age tribesmen.
Yes?
Oh, you know what? Go to hell. What are you laughing at?
Well, Margaret, every time you go into a whisper, I know there was going to be something in there about being tied down and molested or something.
Yes, because this is generally the weather when that happens.
You gonna go to the bathroom?
Yes, where are the paper towels?
Got new toilet paper.
No, I said paper towels. How many times? Get some paper towels in this funky joint.
Did you get them?
No, I'll go get them now.
Get some paper towels in this funky joint?
Yes.
All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So we're going to be talking here as we stagger into the show here this evening about these radio hosts that got canned in Atlanta, three of them. This won't go away. I mean, you know, you hear about guys getting fired and you just move on. But this won't go away because it was pretty tough. It's pretty rough, pretty tough. You know, what is your target? What is the target of your satire? Opie and Anthony, for instance. Opie and Anthony had the sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral stunt. They got canned from WNEW, but they came back stronger and better than ever on XM Sirius. Why? Because the target was perceived to be, and correctly so, the Catholic Church. Now, the execution, some may argue, might have been a bit ham-fisted, but the target was the Catholic Church, a legitimate target of satire. A lot of people got upset because it was in a church, which is a hallowed place, etc. Nonetheless, the perception was that it was targeting the Catholic Church. Bang, dead on, good satire. So the radio station fired him because there was an uproar from a minority of people, I would say. But in the end, the guys went on and their show maintained a successful presence. So I think there's an example of, while it's controversial, the target was a good target. The audience forgave them. If they ever needed to forgive them in the first place. Then you take these guys, these three hosts from Atlanta, and what's their target? Their target is a guy with Lou Gehrig's disease. And that is the disease, as you know, that wastes away the muscle and the nervous system of the individual, the neurological system of the individual. And you wind up just a wasted away, paralyzed person. There's nothing pretty about Lou Gehrig's disease. And these cats were making fun of this man's speech, so on and so forth. Wrong target, man. You want to target the medical establishment? Fine. You want to target the guy that makes the wheelchairs? Fine. You want to target anything or anybody other than the guy? You got to understand this. So we'll come back, we'll talk about this, and I'll tell you what I think may be the problem with those guys and others like them. And they have been reprinting, by the way, the Don Imus got fired story, the nappy-headed hoe. Completely, not completely different, but different enough, whereby, again, Imus survived, came back. These guys may, but I don't think there's, I don't think these guys are funny. Maybe that's it. They probably won't succeed because they suck. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I want to tell you that the world-famous Phil Hendry Show now has a mobile site, bud. Cut. Yes, a mobile site can be yours if you have a mobile phone and if you have a mobile device, if you are mobile, Jack. Everything about the Phil Hendry Show is now mobile. Going mobile, if you will, and or mobile.
All right, Phil, enough already.
Excuse me. So anyway, we have a mobile site, and all you have to do is log on to philhendryshow.com. Bang, there it is. The login, the sign-up, the shop right there for you. Log in, and it is, I love it. And we developed this mobile site. We perfected, I should say, based upon some beta testing that we did with our Backstage Pass members. We thank those members who were involved in allowing us and helping us to test out the mobile site and get it up to the maximum grooviness that it am at now. And we're very proud of it. So by all means, check it out. Get a Backstage Pass and use the use our mobile site. It's only $9.99 a month, and you have access to thousands and 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 thousands of hours of audio right there at philhendryshow.com, along with a video cast, along with so many other things. It's philhendryshow.com, now fully mobile. Not only our live streaming video, but the site itself. We're going to bring on Herb Sewell to talk about this. Herb spent time at Atascadero Forensic Hospital for, well, shall we just say, I don't want to say crimes against humanity.
Well, that's better than what he did.
No, I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You know, we can say that he was in prison for some things. Crimes against humanity.
Well, I thought that was a good default.
Yeah, say a crime against humanity. That's not bad. I mean,
yes, it is. That's what war criminals are guilty of. Crimes against a portion of humanity. Herb Sewell joining us. I can't tell you where because as part of the terms of his parole, he is at an undisclosed location, still very much under the auspices, or I should say under the scrutiny of the probation department in the state of California. Herb, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
And Herb, you were at Atascadero for 8 years?
I was at Atascadero Forensic Hospital, yes, for 8 years. Dr. Suffolk. And the staff there, yes. I was under their medical, I guess if you want to call it medical care. You know, you could, I guess you could stretch the truth a little bit, say that.
Well, don't you think it was medical care?
No, dear lady, I don't call it medical care by any stretch of imagination. For my money, it was more of a ghoulish dissection, of my potentiality. Or as the young man says in the film that Phil loves so much, Carlito or Castillo, I forget his name.
Carlito.
Carlito's way. I'm maximizing my potentiality. I'm about to get some stuff that's about to explode. And that's been Herb Sewell. My entire life is maximizing my potentiality. I'm about to get into some S that's going to explode. And that's how I feel about that. But
all right, let's just move past you, because this isn't really about you, Herb, so much as it is about these chaps that, these guys on the radio that made jokes about the guy with the Lou Gehrig's disease. This is a three-man crew from a radio station in Atlanta. All three of them have been canned. The radio station, and I say this with all due respect, but I'm going to say it anyway, the radio station taking the usual route, which is, oh, it wasn't our fault. These guys just, and, you know, boy, I'll tell you what. When you cats, you're on the air and you hit it out of the park, everybody wants to take credit, but the minute you lay an egg, man, woo, you're on your own.
Well, Phil, I think that's the way it is in showbiz.
Phil, that is absolutely right.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is in showbiz. I think you have to just sort of, pardon me for saying it this way, you know, I think you have to suck on that. You know what I mean?
Well, you, what do you mean, suck on that?
Well, I think that's just the reality. And I think also, if I may be so bold as to mention, I think that you were singing your own praises as if your own you-know-what doesn't smell just a few moments ago when you were talking about your I believe it was off the air, wasn't it, Margaret?
Yes, Herb, off the air, Phil, you were talking during the break about how you've got a wonderful sixth sense for these things. You know?
Yeah, you're saying you'd never, you know, make a mistake.
And I wouldn't.
All right, that may well be the case. But I'd like to alert the audience to one thing. Now, you didn't say this on the air. You didn't say this on the air. But didn't you tell me that a friend of yours, following the explosion of the What was the thing that flies through space? The space shuttle. The space shuttle. You know the one?
I know of several space shuttles, yeah.
All right. The one that blew up, the Challenger, you said that Bob Hudson's joke about how they were freebasing Tang was a home run.
No, I did not.
God, no. Oh, Phil, please, my heart, be still. You know, you're not going to sit there and lie, are you?
I'm telling you I never said that. I said it was a funny joke years later.
You didn't really say that. Did you really say that?
Yeah, Monsieur, that was a Challenger blowed up. And everybody on it, everyone loved.
Well, that's what Phil said.
No, I did not say that. What I said was the following thing. When Bob Hudson...
Who, by the way, is one of your idols.
Yes, Emperor Hudson was one of my idols. Yes, yes. I don't have a problem admitting that.
The very man that made the freebasing Tang joke.
Let me tell you something. We all mess up in life, and that joke was at least, in retrospect, funny. It was not funny at the time.
Oh, my sweet feathery God. You're saying, you're sitting here before your audience, and you three are witnesses, that was funny.
Are you telling me that's not a funny line? The morning after, no, it wasn't.
I think that was funny, yeah.
No, it's not. It's in bad taste.
Oh, aren't you just a good little Boy Scout?
Well, I mean, I can admit to some feeling I of mirth. I can admit to some, you know, feeling that it does tickle or warm the cockles of my heart a bit, but I dare say I wouldn't call it a home run.
I didn't call it a home run either. Here's what happened, so I can tell the audience. The Challenger exploded in January of 1986. I believe it was January of 1986.
Hey! Well, look at that. Phil got the news right.
I'm not done, thank you very much. That morning or the next morning, no, that morning, I think, it happened in the morning on the West Coast. And one of the local disc jockeys here in L.A., a guy named Bob Hudson, said that the reason why the Challenger blew up, they were freebasing Tang.
Oh, my, what a hypocrite. You just were giving Phil crap.
Yeah, what's so funny about that?
That's 30 years later.
But you just got done saying that Phil... you know, made a mistake.
Well,
I think that you have shown that you're just not fit for the kind of company and intellect that Margaret and I represent.
Thank you, Herb.
You're welcome. Now...
Oh, well, isn't that just an elite group? That's fantastic. You and Margaret. You guys having tea and maybe dunking pound cake later on?
Woo! That's a good one.
You think that's a good one, huh? Dickman, what I wouldn't give.
All right, hold on. Now, I want to finish what I'm saying. Bob Hudson got on the air, and he said they were freebasing Tang. Now, that was in bad taste. It was the wrong thing to say because the Challenger had just exploded. The country was in shock. The country was bereaved. The president was going to address the nation. It was a terrible, terrible thing. It was horrible. And the school teacher, Krista McAuliffe, everybody was so impressed with her. And so it was a very sad day. And, you know, Bob Hudson was one of the longtime greats in Los Angeles radio. One of the funniest cats you would ever want to hear. His timing sucked. His sense as to the timing was bad. That's a far cry from saying a dude in a wheelchair with Lou Gehrig's disease is funny. Because that cat ain't going to be funny tomorrow. He ain't going to be funny in a year. It's not going to be funny in 10 years or 30 years.
Well, I don't know about that. What if the taste that we have 30 years from now, due to some kind of implant or some sort of brain programming, you know, the remarkable thing...
Oh, would you come on, Herb? I mean, the fact is we're talking about a man that's wasting away with Lou Gehrig's disease, you know.
You said Lou's Gehrig's disease. Is it one Lou or two?
Yeah, how many is it, man? Is it Lou's Gehrig's?
Yeah, if it's a plural attorney general, it's attorneys general. If it's plural Lou Gehrig, maybe it's plural Lou's Gehrig. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry? You know what I mean?
Will you shut up? We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to waste more time and not get to the point further on this story about the three guys in Atlanta with their rotten humor. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Herb Sewell is with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Herb, for hanging on.
My pleasure, Phil. Now then, Lou's Gehrig. I like that. I like that as well.
Elvis, Bill Henry Show.
And I'd appreciate if you wouldn't do that.
Margaret, I got my shirt open because it's hot.
Bill, this is Margaret. Margaret, are you getting hot looking at that?
An absolutely irresponsible and childish thing to ask. We're on the air right now.
I'm sorry, I did not know that we were on the air. I would not have said that.
And I think you're lying.
Why do you think I'm lying?
Because I think you are the very thing that Phil has been talking about. The sociopath, I forget how you said that.
Talking about a sociopath?
What is that?
The sociopath, hold on for just a moment. I do have empathy. I do have a great deal of feeling for me. You know, how'd you like that one, Phil? How'd you like the timing on that one?
That was great.
Give a Tommy on that one. What's that about?
What are you about, Dickman? That's a better question. What are you all about? That's what I'd like to know. I'm Herb Sewell. I'm not Margaret Gray. I'm Herb Sewell. I'd like to know what you're about.
Now, that's a good question, Mr. Sewell. What are you all about?
I'll tell you what I'm all about. I'm all about being normal and not weird and everything.
Are you sure about that? Wow. That guy, you just opened the door and I walked right through, teed it up, and I hit it out. Say whatever you want. Say what you will. Oh.
All right. So anyway, getting back to my story, Bob Hudson said they were freebasing Tang. He got fired. Now, the chap that fired him, I know very well, is a great guy, as a general manager, a very well-known radio executive here in Los Angeles. He said, I knew when I heard the line, I had to fire him.
Now, why did he say that?
Because it was quite obviously very insensitive.
I'm sorry. Was I asking you? I'm asking Mr. Henry. Thank you very, very deeply.
Well, this is a panel program, Herb.
A panel? Well, I didn't know, Phil. I didn't know we're doing a panel show. Is that what we're doing here? You know, is Ma and Pa on the panel? You know?
Ma and Pa on the panel?
What's that?
You said, is Ma and Pa on the panel?
He said, is Margaret on the panel?
Yes, thank you, Phil. Ears, I'll talk to you after the program.
No, you're not. I don't want to talk. You're not getting me alone in a dark corner.
What?
All right, hold on, everybody.
Get you alone in a dark corner to do what? Probably try to take some measurements, see if there's any radiation.
Yeah, I'll probably get a Geiger counter on you.
That's a very, very good idea.
All right, are you guys done? Now, Bob Hudson was fired that day, and that was the end of that. Now, here's the thing about that. That joke, over time, has become funny. I'm sorry, but it has. I mean no disrespect to the people that lost their lives that day, but as it's been told over the years, they were freebasing Tang, people have gotten a chuckle out of it. The timing was lousy, everything about the Challenger blowing up was lousy. It was just a lousy day. Now, as I said, there's nothing that's funny about these guys telling these jokes about a man with Lou Gehrig's disease. As I said, it won't ever be funny. Do you agree, Herb?
Well, I think that when you talk about Lou Gehrig's disease, again, you're talking to a man. I spent 8 years at Tascadero. I not only had electroshock, I had insulin shock. There is a very, very good possibility that I was damaged by some of the experiments, ghoulish though they may have been, some of the experimentation on my brain. They experimented on my brain for quite some time. And in experimenting on my brain, God knows, with these ghoulish scientists, mad though they be...
All right, let's just hold on for a minute, because now you're going way off the deep end here, all right? You had electroshock, you had insulin shock, you weren't tortured.
Oh, is that right? Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you're so well-versed in what happened to me, Mr. Henry. You see, Mother was like that, and you know what happened to Mother, don't you?
No, I don't.
Good. I hope no one ever does find out what happened to Mother, because she was exactly like you. She said the things that you say, and the things that you say, she said, and I didn't like the stuff she said.
Well, Herb, that sounds a little threatening.
I'm not threatening Phil. He knows I wouldn't threaten him. But Mother said things that I didn't like. I didn't like the things what she said. And see, this is where I begin to lose my intellect. When I start to get angry and I think about Mother, I think about that doll that used to talk to Telly, what's his name? Remember the talking doll on the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
All right. What do you mean, just yeah? Doesn't that resonate with you?
Yes, I know. What about it?
Well, I feel like Telly Savalas. When I talk about Mother, I think she's a doll, and I think I'm Telly Savalas. And I don't like the things she says.
That's what Telly Savalas said about the doll.
Hey, baby, there you go. Hey. Woo! That's it. So I would say, Phil, that...
I think we're all done with you now, Herb. Thank you very much. Would you please hang up on him?
Oh, Where does she get off?
Now, hold on. We've gotten your take, and we do have to move on because we have David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication.
Well, I'd like to get on the air with that gentleman. I think it would be very... I think the audience would like to hear me and David G. Hall. Is that him there? Yeah, this is David G. Hall. Leave Herb on. I don't mind talking to him. Herb, how you been? How have I been? I've been as good as I can be, I guess. I mean, I've been remanded to the halfway house, and I was asking for some recommendation from you, and you didn't give it. No, we're not going to give any recommendation that you be released from a halfway house, Herb, because I think that you are still a danger to society.
Now, where are you, David?
I'm in the parking garage here. We're about to go into the Old Mart to have something to eat with Daphne. The car alarm's going off again. Now, the last time I heard you on the program, your car alarm was going off. Are you retarded or something? What is that supposed to mean?
Let's not use that word.
I don't like that word at all.
What is that supposed to mean? Well, what it's supposed to mean is, why do you have that car with a broken car alarm? I got Daphne's, honey. Go over there and turn it off. The last time you were on the program, you had her going over there and turning it off. You're driving me nuts! You know something, Sewell? I think you are nuts. And one false move from you, we'll send you back to a Tascadero butt up with a flower in it. I will tell you this much, Mr. Hall. I do appreciate the good word you put in for me when I was released and I went to the halfway house. By the way, does it make me a pervert that I am completely hot for Pink? I don't think so, no. Is she of age? I hope not. Well,
all right, enough of the gags. Okay, are you serious about being hot for Pink?
I'm dead serious. I think she is absolutely the most luscious, most beautiful, wonderful example of a young woman. Why, I wouldn't mind taking her out for cocktails. Dancing, dining, back to her place, spend her money, sleep in her bed. Well, now you're a guy after my own heart.
All right, so why are you on the air with us, David?
Well, the reason why... Hold on. Turn it off, will you? Why don't you go over and show her fat rear end how to do it? How dare you? That's the woman I love. Well, you pretty much dropped the... You not only let the cat out of the bag, you threw the cat out of a moving car when you said that she wanted to go get donuts the other night. No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. I do remember you saying that.
You did. Mr. Hall, I heard you said that Daphne wanted to stop for another sixer of donuts.
What do you mean another sixer of donuts? Yes, she wanted to stop for a dozen. And you said she wanted to stop for a dozen coolers. It was coolers or bust. Oh, my bare rear end. I know that Daphne has been battling a little bit of the bulge, but as you know, I happen to... Look at this. Honey, turn it on. Turn the alert. You used the key to the car. You've got one stupid... Well, excuse me for saying. You've got one stupid girlfriend there. You know something, Sewell? You're the guy that pushed your wife out of a moving car in the grapevine. Yes. Give you any ideas? Oh, man. You know, Phil, the only thing I want to say is that you've got to watch what you say on the radio because the audience will never forgive you for a tasteless gag. They'll never forgive you for a very tasteless, tasteless gag. Now, Daphne, come on over here for your Dramamine. That's not funny.
No, that's not funny.
Not funny?
No.
I don't think... I heard the word Dramamine, so I pretty much know where you were going with it. That's not funny.
Yeah, it's probably over the line, Mr. Hall.
Turn it off for you. You know what? Daphne, honey, let's go get... You turn it off! Is that Jack Ball gone? Because I'm telling you, Phil.
Yeah, he's gone. And you know what? You're going to be gone too, Herb. Thank you very much.
I didn't do anything wrong. All right.
So there's Herb Sewell and David G. Hall. And once again, David with that car alarm. I'm telling you.
Well, he keeps telling the girlfriend, Daphne.
You ever met Daphne? You even know what? What is she about?
I met her briefly about a week ago when they were coming into the station. She's a very beautiful girl. She's got the hips, yes. The boobs, yes. She's everything that you can imagine. A very rounded and well-proportioned, but very rounded young lady is. She is, yes, Latin. She...
Well, that, but what do you mean, like Mexican?
I don't think it matters. What do you mean, Mexican?
Well, when you say Latin...
It doesn't matter. When I say Latin, I'm saying Latin. All right?
I totally agree, Margaret.
But yes, probably Mexican.
Okay, so you just... Well, then why would you give them...
Why would I give them what?
Why are you giving them a hard time if you don't like them saying that, and then you say, well, yeah, probably?
Well, I was thinking about it, and I thought, well...
Yes, anyway, I saw her, too, and a very nice lady, but she's not too bright.
Well, when all he does is keep her in coolers.
I think that that's the basis of their love, that... the basis of a very abiding and a very deep, and I think a love that will endure, a love that will last through the years. And I think the basis for that, Phil, is, yes, to put it in the way that Bud put it, the young lady enjoys the crueler, she enjoys the bear claw, etc., etc. And I think you keep a young lady like that in crullers, so on and so forth, make all the stupid little juvenile jokes you want, and love is yours. Love is lasting. Love is freeing. Love is simple, and love is believing. I'm trying to make it rhyme with freeing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were doing.
I was trying to write a poem.
Oh, okay. Love is lasting. Love is freeing. Love is simple. Love is...
Love is creaky.
Creaky? What a... I hate it when I can't finish something and the rest of you are even worse at it.
All right, we'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Dave Chappelle is back. Dave Chappelle to headline a month-long comedy tour. We'll give you some details on that when we come back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
He's pretty. He's probably the funniest one that there ever was.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we are here with you every night till 1 o'clock. What the hell is this, man?
I'm sorry, Phil. I asked Bud to play this. This is... Yeah, yeah. Do it, baby. Talk to me. Talk to me. Yeah. This is... You hear that? Boy, it wouldn't take a lot of money to turn her head, okay?
Turn her head in what direction?
Straight down.
Oh, man.
Give me a break. Yeah, see, this young lady, all she needs, she needs a fat weekly allowance. I've got it fat, and I've got the money, too.
Okay,
you know, would you please, because I love this song, I'd like to sing it. Hold on for a minute.
Now, please, don't sing it, Margaret.
Hold on. I'm a coming up, so you'd better get the party started. See, this is my... If I was a contemporary singer now...
Would you please shut it? Would you please shut what passes for your mouth?
You know, I won't be spoken to like that, even by a psychotic bastard like you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You see the step I'm doing, Bud?
Oh, yeah, sorta.
Well, what do you mean, yeah? You've got to come out and look. See, watch my feet. One, two. Toe to the back, toe to the front. Toe to the back, toe to the front.
I can only imagine what that looks like.
If you wouldn't mind, would you shut him up? So here we go. The party started.
Go! That's not the way to do it. You're singing when she's not singing.
I ought to know what I'm doing, not you, all right? You barely... Talk about not being able to carry a tune. You can't even carry a word.
Why are you giving the kid a hard time, Margaret? Listening to you makes me wish I was born a woman just so I could have a fair fight with you.
What?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Oh, God, would you shut this pervert off? He's sickening me. Do-do. You see, Phil, Phil, are you looking?
At what? You dancing?
Yes, watch my feet. Toe-toe. Toe-toe. Toe-toe-toe. Heel. Toe-toe-toe.
Yeah, using your toe a lot.
That was great using a toe a lot.
So I'm using my toe a lot, so what? Turn that garbage off, would you please? God almighty. I'm using my toe a lot. You guys got a problem with that? You can take it up with me after the show. How about that?
I didn't want to fight about it.
Yeah, me neither.
What happened to the music, please?
I asked them to turn it off. I was trying to make a point about the toe, toe, toe.
No one cares about your toe, Margaret. No one cares about your toe, your heel. No one cares about your feet. I was trying to listen to Pink.
You're not listening to Pink. You're fantasizing about her, and I'm sure all of it is criminal in intent.
You know something, ma'am? Phil, I'd like to thank you. I'm going to leave your program now because I can't sit and listen to the sheer, striking, shrieking hypocrisy that comes from that woman's lips.
What hypocrisy are you talking about?
You're talking about all of this perversion, and yet there you are trying to co-opt this young woman's music for your own purposes. You sing like a caterwauling banshee. You probably dance as if you have Lou Gehrig's disease, some dancer's version of Lou Gehrig's disease. You probably look like something that came right out of a crypt. You look...
I want you to call him. That man is going to apologize for all of that.
Margaret, you know, it's Herb. It's Herb.
He's got a criminal record and everything.
I don't. Do you think that scares me? Do you think that scares me?
This way, you ought to be a friend. He's got a criminal record. A lot of people think he killed his mother.
Well, if he did kill his mother, all the better that we find out and we put him away for the rest of his infernal life. The things he said to me.
You know what? The two of you guys were getting on each other's nerves. Neither one of you would back down. I think what happened, and it was fine. And what, Bud, the next time you play a song without consulting me first...
I did. I asked you, do you like Pink? And you said, yeah, you did.
I didn't...
You didn't know you were talking about the singer.
You shut up.
Oh, my God, the filth, the dirt. You three must soak your brains in sperm.
Okay, Margaret.
I'm going to the bath.
Get out of here.
Don't you tell me to get out of the bath.
Oh, man, what a sick... Oh.
What'd she say?
Never mind what she said.
Where are the paper towels, Bud?
What is it with you and paper towels?
Can't use toilet paper. It's not good enough.
Man, I'm telling you, this is the only radio show in the history of man on this planet that has a staff that's nuts. That's number one. I mean, certifiably. Then one of them is always going to the bathroom right in the middle of the, you know, segment, and the toilet paper's not good enough. She's howling for paper towels. How long before you're howling for, like, rolls of canvas?
Oh, my God, what an insult.
Yeah? Probably will happen anyway. All right, so, folks, thank you for being with us here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dave Chappelle is making his most substantial return to stand-up comedy with a month-long tour for the Funny or Die Channel. The comedian will headline the Oddball Comedy and Curiosity Festival, which kicks off August 23rd in Austin, Tejas. The 13-day, two-stage tour concludes September 2-2 in Phoenix. The 39-year-old Chappelle has occasionally performed impromptu sets in comedy clubs, but he's largely avoided comedy and public life since abruptly leaving his hit Comedy Central series Chappelle's Show in 2005. Also on the bill are Flight of the Conchords, Hannibal Buress, Kristen Schaal, and Al Madrigal. The... Oddball Comedy and Curiosity Festival. What do you think about that?
I think it's about time the guy ought to come back because the comedy is stinks.
Yeah, I wouldn't say comedy stinks. It's good to have him back, though.
I followed Dave Chappelle on Twitter very briefly, but he, you know, it looked like for him, and I think there's a certain group of people, whether they're performers, whether they're just average everyday folks, or whether they're in entertainment or in business, that Twitter just ain't getting it done for them. They don't get it. They don't want to do it. It sucks. And I respect that, you know. And Chappelle, for a while, it seemed like that. And then he went to doing kind of normal tweets, and I don't know what he's doing now.
Okay, I'm about to loop that up.
But the first tweet I ever saw of Dave Chappelle's was, y'all ain't S-word.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's pretty funny. I retweeted it, too.
We didn't retweeted it.
You retweeted it?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't squat is basically what he said. And, yeah, I think it had like 95 billion retweets. All right, coming back here tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, go to our website, check out our new mobile site, and I think you'll love it. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show because that's going to be a beautiful thing as well. Man, you talk about content, Jack. Just the archives from 2006 and before alone. Those are the real classics anyway, and we do feature a daily podcast from those archives every single day. So if you are a Backstage Pass member, you get a dose of comedy each and every day with the classic podcast, as well as our daily show podcast, and I'm guaranteeing that it's funny. So here's what I'm saying. You get a Backstage Pass at least once a day delivered up to you. Delivered up to you on a silver platter is a classic podcast, just a slice o' life from our archives that will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll make you wet yourself, whatever you so desire, and you'll feel good about it, okay?
Well, when you wet yourself, you feel good about it.
Yes, if you wet yourself, if you vomit, you know.
A lot of people are going to vomit on account of their laughing.
Right. So if you wet yourself, if you vomit, anything that might be negative but actually is associated with you laughing, that it's going to be great. So get a backstage pass, philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. Coming up, we'll give you more in-depth analyses of the Atlanta radio host fired for making fun of Steve Gleason. And we'll go back to the old Don Imus nappy-headed hoe bit for some perspective, if you will. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Gotta do that.
Phil Hendry.